to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. Father Claude Groux has returned to celebrate Mass at the St. Joseph Oratory 1 week after being stabbed. The priest announced that security measures were being evaluated, but the oratory shall remain open to all. The incident happened last week during Mass that was being live-streamed online. Fortunately, the injuries were minor, and he was released from hospital the same day. The priest said he did not know the attacker, but hopes he will receive the helps he need. In provincial news, the CAC's promised secularism bill was tabled on Thursday. The bill contains various new rules regulating religious symbols in the government. The bill has been controversial for its treatment of religious minorities. Symbols like the hijab, kippah, and turban would all be prohibited from certain positions. Affected positions include teachers, principals, police officers, and crown prosecutors. Absent from the new law are any plans to remove the crucifix from the National Assembly. However, a motion to move it was approved unanimously, and the CAC has promised to relocate it. The bill also makes use of the notwithstanding clause, shielding it from the Charter of Rights and Freedom for 5 years. In international news, the Brexit plan has once again fallen in the UK Parliament. Ahead of this one, Prime Minister Theresa May had promised to resign if it passed. Brexit was scheduled for March 29th, but a complete inability to pass any sort of deal in Parliament has left the UK in an uncertain position. April 12th is now the new date, with a possible extension until May 12th if May can get a majority vote on a deal. If not, it's a no-deal Brexit on April 12th. The UK has been in a standstill over Brexit after refusing all deals, no deal, a second referendum, or abandoning Brexit altogether. Despite this, the government weathered a no-confidence vote and a leadership challenge. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Good evening, everyone. It's currently 2 degrees, feels like -2, at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. To my fellow Concordians, my co-citizens of Montreal, welcome to Spank Me, your favorite Sunday sex-positive talk show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Kemi, your dearest host for the evening, and I hope everyone had a good weekend. Mine was pretty chill, as per usual, nothing surprising there. I bought myself this kind of clip-on ponytail, and I tried it on this weekend, and I felt like a real baddie. It was really nice. I was like swinging my head right to left, up, down. It was thank you to my roommate, Oprah, who helped me tie it real tight so that it wasn't going to get... Anyways, it was amazing. And also, like, it was... the only thing is that my hair used to be blonde, and I actually dyed it myself brown. But the, you know, like any cheap... dyeing material for your hair, it will wear off eventually after a couple of showers, and now it's kind of a light brown. But my ponytail is like the clip-on that I bought is like a dark, like it's black, and so like you could see kind of like the edges of my bun, they were kind of brown. So I put this kind of like concealer for hair that I bought at Jean Coutu to cover those highlights that were kind of brown, light brown. And I ended up putting some everywhere. I made out with a dude and he had some like all over his face. So that was funny. I took a bath and it was all over in his bathtub. Water was dark. Whatever. Anyways, it was worth it. My look was amazing. But yeah. Anyways, what else did I do? Oh, I started going to the gym. I don't know if I talked about that. But yeah, I started going to the gym again. It's technically not the gym because I'm not working out on my own. And I'm not programming what I'm going to do because that would be a huge mistake on my behalf. No, I'm actually taking classes. And it's going pretty well. I did a bit of spinning. Amongst a lot of 30-year-old women and men, I was the only, teen. I was the only, pre-adult there. So that was fun. They all had, those fancy spandex with, bike shorts, but with the cushion for their butts. And honestly, I might invest into one of those because that seat hurts your ass like hell. It really does. I was sore in the butt crack for like a week. Other than that, I tried the boxing. The boxing was really nice. I was kind of get all your anger out, just punching stuff. But my legs were killing. Oh my God, all those squats, running. I don't know what's up with that gym, but they love their staircase. Every course that I've taken there up until now have made me run up and down four staircases, like back to back, nonstop, doing squats between like floors. It's crazy. I don't know what they have with their, I guess it's a good workout, but like still. And it's so hot if you go like down to the basement because that's where the pool is. And oh my God, I get so sweaty and you're just like bumping into everyone because we're like 20 trying to walk down, up and down the staircase, and you're just like bumping into each other and you're sweaty and you're frustrated and you're breathing heavily. And people start to walk because they can't run anymore, but you're trying to keep up on running, so you kind of bump into them. You want them to move, but the staircase was well. Anyways, it gets really frustrated, but I'm loving it. I also took this Fit Plus class, which is like basically like a 40-minute intensive workout, like workout with your body. And that, I almost died. My arms are still sore from that. It was a lot of bench press, which I had never done before. And I think I thought I was way too good for this class, and I took way too many weights onto my bar, whatever. And I was just, my arms, I couldn't even lift it up at the end. We had to do like 25 each. I was doing like 10. That's it. And oh my God, we had to be 2x2, okay? And then together as a whole, we had to do like 125 bench press. So every time we would switch, we would be like, okay, how many did you do? She'd be like 30, and I would be like 6. Literally, it was humiliating. But I had a good time. It was fun. I did Zumba too. Zumba was great. It was kind of corny, but it was fun. It was a lot of old ladies. We were just girls, so I felt a bit not humiliated, but like shy at first, just at how corny it was. But I was like, hey, don't take yourself so seriously. Just have some fun. So then I kind of let loose. Like, they were all screaming, like, woo! And I was just like, oh my God, okay, I guess. Woo! Making heart shapes. Anyways, it was something else. I wish there were a camera to film me because I looked awkward. But anyways, that's on that. That was my weekend. I hope everyone had a good weekend. It was rainy and snowy. I don't know what's up with Mother Nature. She's putting up a fuss. Well, we're to blame for, but yeah, I don't know. I think this week it'll be better. Keep your head up high. It's so sad. Today I was walking and a tree had like certain like leaves had actually blossomed, and with the cold temperature they kind of just like knocked out dead, and now they're brown, and I thought it was just so sad to see that happen in front of my eyes. Kind of hit me, but it is what it is. So anyways, tonight I have a special guest tonight. She was introduced to me through a friend. She's actually my roommate, and we're gonna talk about body positivity and casual sex from a point of view of a plus size woman, which is gonna be super interesting. I have so many questions. I'm so curious. But before we go into that, and before we dive in deep, I just have to like kind of mention that, if you haven't guessed already, like, we're going to talk about some racy stuff, like maybe like sensitive material, sensitive words are going to be brought up. So if you're not into that, it's perfectly fine. I'm not offended if you decide to tune me out. I'm okay with it. It happens. I can't please everyone. It's okay. You just turn down the volume and come back to us in an hour, 52 minutes actually, and we'll move on to another show and you won't have to hear me talk about sex. But yeah, if you like it, then please stick around, because after this lovely song that my guest chose, actually, so we'll talk about why she chose that song afterwards. It's Gorilla by Bruno Mars. After that, we'll be right back and we'll dive into the conversation right away. But for now, please enjoy the song and please stick around.
A cocaine kicker and I'm feeling like I'm 30 feet tall. So lay it down, you got your legs up in the sky with the devil in your eyes. Let me hear you say you want it all. I promise it's a killer. You'll be banging on my chest, bang, bang, gorilla. It's a killer, you'll be banging on my chest, bang, bang, gorilla.
Thing on?
Join me, Allison, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Transistor Sister, where I play the songs that are stuck in my head so then they can get stuck in yours. The best in alternative punk, indie with a sprinkling of pop, only on CJLO 6090 a.m.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition de Célidor de la musique du monde. Les Célidor, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ces concerts vitrines gratuits, venez voter pour vos artistes coup de cœur tous les mardis et mercredis, jusqu'à 18 avril au Club Balatou. Les Célidor, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidor.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You were listening to Gorilla by Bruno Mars on CJLO 1690. I am with my guest, Kat. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good? I'm great. So that song, tell me, do you have sex? Do you fuck on that song?
I have fucked on that song.
Like a gorilla.
I mean, yeah.
Like gorillas.
I mean, try to.
What kind of sex do you have? Like, what kind of sex girl are you?
Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I like it pretty rough.
Like a rough? Like a slap? Yeah. Like a spit? Like what exactly rough?
Not like
mean?
A spit, but like I will never say no to being tied up.
Okay, so you've tried that.
Yes.
With what? Like ropes or?
With rope mainly.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done
shackles.
Shackles. Chains. I've done handcuffs. I've done handcuffs.
Yes, handcuffs. Yeah. Great. I've gotten a pair of handcuffs for my birthday and I haven't used them yet.
It's fun.
I bet it is, but I don't know. I'm really vanilla. That's the problem. I'm super vanilla. Mm. So I mean I wouldn't mind trying it, but I'm always just like, oh, but can we just like have like deep, intense sex while looking in each other's eyes? Like, do you have to pound me in by the back with like handcuffs and hands and choking? Ah, whatever.
See me, I'm like, do that.
Okay. So you're really like, into
pound me by the back.
Break my back.
Break my back, daddy. Yeah.
Okay, so you're into rough sex.
Yeah, like pretty rough sex.
And right now, are you seeing someone? Or you're kind of into those one night stand, casual sex? What's your situation?
I was seeing somebody up until about 3 days ago.
Okay.
I haven't heard from this person in 3 days, so I'm like assuming that I'm getting ghosted. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really know what's happening.
What was the situation with that guy? Guy or girl?
This one was a guy.
Okay.
This one was a guy. I do identify as bisexual, but I was seeing a guy.
Okay.
I don't even know what the situation was. I met him through my ex.
Was he like his best friend?
Yeah.
No way! No. But oh
he
my
like
God,
set
you
it
homeworker.
Up though. He like set it up. He was like super encouraged. Like me and my ex are like friends, you know. Like he was like, no, like go for it. Like why not? Like nah.
Oh, he gave you your blessing. Yeah. He gave you his blessing. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, that's
it's
cool.
Like chill. It's okay. It wasn't like I'm gonna like do this to get
sneaky
back at you.
Sneaky snake.
It wasn't like a don't worry. It wasn't like a revenge type situation or anything like that. No.
You're a good girl. You're going to heaven.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm a good girl. Let's see.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
So, the guy. Yeah.
Yeah. We started talking and, like, became friends, like, when I was seeing his friend. Mm-hmm. And then me and my ex broke up and, like, I continued to be friends with my ex and also continued to be friends with this person. And then it just kind of, like, happened. Like, we just, like, just, like, one night, like, ended up, like, making out with each other. And mm-hmm. then it just kind of, like, continued from there. And then, like, we were never, like, dating or anything like that. Like, it was a pretty, like, casual arrangement.
Okay. For how long?
For about 2 months.
And he just, 3 days ago, he stopped responding?
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. I think...
That's so strange.
Yeah, I think I, like, tried to, like, ask him a little bit more about, like, where he, like, thought this was going. And then
maybe.
I don't know what
maybe
happened.
Maybe he got scared and ran away and that's his way of coping.
I mean, like, who knows? Like, I obviously, like, don't want to, like, get too much into his personal life because, like, that, like, I respect my partner's, like, my sexual partner's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I think it's just not – I honestly don't know what happened. Like, if he needs to take his space and, like, he's got to do what he's got to do and, like – like I
a little notice would have been nice though.
Yeah, like it would have been nice to not to, like, have not just been, like, ghosted, but, like, I, like, wish him nothing but the best.
Okay. Cool.
I wish him nothing but the best.
Okay.
Like, so, that sucks, but I wish him nothing but the best.
Sucks because now I'm out of dick.
Yeah, I'm like,
So what kind of sex? So is he on board with you with all the rough stuff or was he kind of, you had to
know? No.
He wasn't.
No.
How did you feel about that? Because if you're not sharing this kind of same chemistry, like.
Yeah.
Did you have to adapt to him or did he adapt to you? What happened?
I just think. I mean, like, as you can tell, I'm not particularly heartbroken that this has ended. oh my God, I sound so mean, but I just think that like sometimes you like you see somebody and you're just like not compatible with them.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you're like compatible emotionally, but not necessarily like sexually. And sometimes it's the other way around. And I just think we were just like not particularly compatible that way. And, like, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, that happens. And, like, it doesn't necessarily mean that, like, anybody's bad at anything or anything like that. It's just, like, different tastes, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Different strokes for different folks.
Not meant to be. Yeah. So you're telling me, essentially, the sex was not that amazing.
No.
Because you didn't share. Okay.
Yeah. Like, to my personal tastes, no. Like, I'm sure.
You would have wanted more what? More spice, more aggressivity.
Yeah, just like a little bit more spice, you know? Just like a little bit more, like.
Tell me more. Like, what kind?
I just, like, I'm pretty,
what is, like, your number one turn on when you're having sex?
Somebody that will just, like, take charge. That will just, like, throw me down.
So you like to be the submissive.
Yes, I'm very submissive in the bedroom. there's this comedian, Ali Wong, and she has this comedy special called Baby Cobra. And in it, she talks about how women that are, like, dominant in their everyday lives are usually very submissive in the bedroom.
It's not the first time that I hear that. Are you?
Yeah, I'm.
You agree with that?
I'm pretty loud in my day to day life. I'm a Capricorn. Like, I, you know, I mean, like, enough said. Like, I'm, like, a pretty dominant person in my day to day life, and so, like, in the bedroom, like, you tell me what to do. I don't want to be told what. Like, I don't want to tell you what to do right now.
So are you very? Because, like, how do you, so the best time that you've had sex beforehand, had you, like, kind of talked with the guy to see, like, I'm very submissive, are you very dominant, is this going to work out,
yeah.
Or have you been lucky till now, you've always just ended up with people that are dominant and you're submissive?
I mean, I haven't slept with that many people, mm-hmm. But, like, the people I have slept with, before, I was, I guess, lucky that they were, like relatively dominant in the bedroom, and then, and just, like, definitely the person that I've, like, had, like, the best sex of my life with, we had, like, a pretty open communication in terms of talking about what we liked, and then, he was, like, also, like, pretty adventurous and, like, down to try new things. And so, like he was the person that, like, tied me up for the first time and, like, introduced me to a lot of stuff.
Was he, like, a pro in it, or was he as, like, new to this as you?
No, like, he'd had, like experience doing this.
So he knew what
people.
He was doing.
Yeah.
It wasn't kind of awkward or, like, is it too tight?
No. It wasn't awkward at all. He, like, definitely knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was appreciated.
So what were the new things that he introduced to you?
He introduced me to handcuffs. He introduced me to being tied up.
When you're tied up,
yeah,
is it your hands or your feet or both?
Depends what you want. Sometimes it's, like, just your hands. Sometimes, sometimes it's, I think the most I've been tied up is my hands and my feet tied together. And also, like, tied around my neck.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was like,
yeah.
How do you even do those knots? Or do they come
I don't know.
Pre-knotted?
You'd have to ask him. No, he was just really good at tying knots.
Oh my God. A real scout.
Oh,
wow.
A great boy scout.
So what Served do you, well. And let's say for handcuffs, they're tied up behind your back?
They can be tied up behind your back, but, you know, like, if you're on a bed, they can be, like, tied behind the bedpost.
Oh, okay. If they're tied behind your back, I'm asking this, as you perhaps may have noticed for myself.
Yeah,
if you're
for
tying
sure.
them behind your back, what kind of positions do you do? Like, except, like, doggy and, like, missionary, like, or side, like, the same old position? Like, can you do something else? Like, what's the number one position that you go for when your hands are tied behind your back?
When my hands are tied behind my back, like, usually, like, doggy style is a pretty...
Isn't it kind of, like, choking? Like, just having your neck crushed onto the bed without any support from your hands, or...? I'm just trying to recall.
Yeah,
I don't feel that.
No, I, like, never felt, like, suffocated. Like, you just, like, turn your head to the side.
Okay.
And, you know, like... what's a little bit of suffocation in the bedroom, you know? Like,
okay.
You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can also, like, get your partner to, like, if they are, like, holding the handcuffs, then they can, like, hold you up a little bit. So,
yes.
Like, you can, like, have, like, your hands, like, weighted onto something. So you can, like, use that to, like, hold your head up a little bit as well.
A lot of exercise for your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're saying this, you're like, yeah, been there, done it.
But, like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do who you gotta do. You know?
Yes, yes. Preach. I'm snapping fingers. So when, okay, tell me this. Is being submissive different between having sex with a girl and a guy? Or, like, different, okay. Let me reformulate that. When you're having sex with a girl, when you're having sex with a guy, mm-hmm. is being submissive different?
I think it, like, really depends from partner to partner.
Like, okay. Like, have you noticed certain patterns coming up?
I think there's a little bit, like, when you're entering into a sexual relationship with a woman,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a little bit more discussion in terms of power dynamics. I think those... Because there aren't inherent gender dynamics in your sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a little bit more, obviously this is a generalization. It, like, really does depend from partner to partner. But I think there's a little bit more openness to versatility.
Yeah.
A little bit more openness to kind of, like, sharing those roles. Mm. Yeah, just because, like... You know, like, it's like, it's a different game. So, like, you're, it's not like, you know, like, when you're having, like, sex between a girl and a guy, like, it's one person is, like, doing one thing and the other person is, like, receiving that thing.
Yeah.
But, like, the giving and receiving changes when you're having queer sex.
Yeah.
So, I, like, the...
Like, sometimes you'll be dominant and...
Yeah. And, like, also, you know, like, you'll... take turns eating each other out and, mm-hmm. and stuff like, and then so, like, you can still, like, be submissive when you're eating somebody out, but
of course, yeah,
you know, like, it tends to, like, you tend to, like, be, like, a little bit more in a position of dominance, like, when you are giving as opposed to receiving,
mm-hmm.
Which is not always true, but just, like, in my experience,
yeah,
that's what I found.
Have you found that women are more vocal than men when you're having sex, rough sex?
I found that I have had more open conversations with women about sex and about, like, what, like, each of us want and, like,
before or after. Like, before sex or after sex, did you have this conversation?
Like, both. Like, okay. I think just, like, in my life, like, the women that I come into contact with, I almost always, like, whether or not I'm in a sexual relationship with them, like, end up talking about sex with them. So, like, and, like, usually the, those conversations have already been had in, like, a social context.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up, like, transferring into, like, sexual or, like, romantic contexts. So there's, yeah, I don't know, like, I just find that, like, I just find that sometimes there is a little bit more of, like, a I guess, like, safer feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, like, but, like, between women, like, in my personal experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, so because you're a plus-size woman...
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever felt... have you ever encountered, like, difficulties in expressing what you wanted?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you, like... Do you... I was going to say the word in French, but, like, that you...
You can say it in French.
Okay, yeah, that you don't necessarily say because you are a plus-size woman. Or do you kind of, like... Or beforehand, like, before, like, more... Maybe in your youth, or are you... Have you always been openly sexual with your body and
no,
everything? Okay.
No. My, like, openness and like sexual liberation in my body really only started when I was like 18-ish. I'm a theater student.
Yes.
And so I started like doing like straight up theater school when I went to Cégep.
Mm-hmm.
And the first production, like beforehand, just to preface, before starting Cégep, I went to a private high school where, like, I wore, like, a kilt and, you know, like, it was pretty, like, covered up and, like, wasn't open sexually at all. Like, I was very shy.
Oh, my God.
Very, very insecure in my body. Very opposite to what I was now. Just because, like as a plus-size person, like, didn't feel, like, almost didn't feel like I had a, like, right to feel sexual.
Mm.
Just because, like, that, you know, like, growing up, and especially, like, as a teenage girl, that standard that I would always see of what is deemed sexy, like, what is the sexual standard, is objectively quite far from what I look like. You know, like, I think that sexual standard is changing, and I think people are becoming a lot more open to what sexy is and what sexy can be. But, like, especially when I was younger, it was like, this is the body type that is sexy, and if you are not that body type, then you're not sexy. Mm-hmm. And then I got to theater school, and the first production I ever did was Cabaret.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was this really shy, insecure 18-year-old that suddenly had to put on lingerie and dance in front of audiences in lingerie. And it ended up being a really amazing experience for me.
Was it, because it ended up being an amazing experience, but beforehand, did you have any concerns?
I was really nervous about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really nervous about it, you know, like I...
What did you do to kind of overcome...
I just sucked it up and did it. Because
what,
like,
theater kids do, you suck it up and you do it anyways.
You suck it up and you do it. Yeah. And like also, like it was a class for me. So like if I didn't do the show, then I was going to fail the class.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was the role I was assigned. And like I did have experience doing theater beforehand, and it was something I was really committed to, you know, and like especially when it comes to theater, like I ain't no quitter. And I did look at it. Like, initially, I did look at it at the lens of, like, it's just a role. Like, I'm pretending to be somebody else. Like, it's not me up there. It's my character up there. Like, I don't have to, like, think about it, like, being me.
Yeah.
Being half naked in front of, like, tens and, like, sometimes, like, a couple hundred people.
Okay, yeah.
Because we did end up selling out that run. So, like, I was half naked in front of a lot of people. And then... just like the people that I was with were like, I was with a really like amazing group of women who were like really supportive, and
that's really nice too.
Yeah, I was really
an environment
lucky.
Where you feel safe and comfortable. That also really helps.
Yeah, and like I was like surrounded by a lot of really body positive women.
Yeah.
And
so what did that experience change in you?
I think it like redefined my idea of what sexy was, and like, and also like opened my mind a little bit more to like sexy doesn't have to just look like one thing, and like sexy can be what you decide it to be.
Oh yes.
You know, it's like sexy is like you are sexy in ways that somebody else is not sexy, and they are sexy in ways that you, like you are not sexy. You know, like everybody has things about themselves that make them sexy.
Exactly.
And that's what's beautiful, because like everybody's sexy is unique.
And sexiness is super subjective.
Yeah.
Like I'll find something sexy that someone else doesn't find sexy.
Exactly.
Like I love the smell of sweat on a guy. Like I don't know what's up with that, but like, ooh, I found it so sexy. I feel like it's musty, it's dirty, I like it. Some girls, boys would think that it's disgusting and would like them to take a bath. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's just also subjective. Like, who gives a shit?
And like the conversation we just had, right? You know, it's like, I like really rough sex and you like vanilla sex. And both of those likes are just as valid as the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it really opened my eyes and helped me see that. And then from then on, I think I just got like more and more comfortable in myself. you know, I think like theater really helped me first begin like feeling comfortable, like in my body in terms of like performance and in terms of like feeling pretty and sexy on stage. And then like gradually, I think that translated into my personal life.
Had you lost your virginity before that or afterwards?
After.
Okay. Did you think that had kind of like an impact in how you lost your virginity? Okay.
Yeah, I think it did.
In what way?
I think it just like helped me feel like confident enough to think, hey, like maybe somebody would want to have sex with me. Because I think before that and like also after that for a while too, it was like really hard for me to imagine that somebody would find me attractive and like want to have sex with me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was always like, why would they want to have, like, why would they choose to have sex with me when there are like straight size girls in the room? When there are thin girls in the room, why would they choose to have sex with me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they obviously are going to like this person better and are going to try to get with this person. Like, they're not after me.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
So that like, kind of opened your eyes to the fact that a lot of people like different things.
Yeah.
So you were just, there's somebody out there that loves me the way that I am and appreciates my body, appreciates my sexiness. And good.
Yeah. And then I was like in my first relationship and then that like just like my body, my insecurity was something that like we talked about. And then he was like, that's like never been something that I've thought about.
Okay.
You know, and like that blew my mind where I was like, what do you mean that's like not something you ever thought about, you know? And he was like, it like, I don't care. You know, it's like, obviously like I find you attractive and I find you pretty, but like, I don't like, you know, like if you were 50 pounds lighter or 50 pounds heavier, like I wouldn't really care. Like, that's not what it's about.
Great. I love men like that.
Yeah.
Where they're so like, nice.
That's great.
They're becoming less and less rare. You know, I find like a lot of men who are just.
There's nothing sexier than a body positive man.
Oh, yes.
Nothing sexier.
Just likes everything.
Take notes, fellas. There's nothing sexier. Like truly though, you know, it's like if you can find like a guy who's like. I find that's also fun. I think that like also makes you seem like way more adventurous.
Yes.
Like that's so boring.
I used to have a big thing for like my thighs. I thought they were too big or I thought that my ass was like too big, like generally too fat. And then I started realizing that a lot of men likes fat ass and big thighs and, you know, and then I went to the Caribbeans and the Caribbeans over there, they adore that. And I was just like, I felt really good about myself.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, is this a thing? Like people like that? Like as a teenager, when you're 14 and everyone's just like skinny weeny because they haven't hit puberty yet. Mm-hmm. And you're the one with the huge thighs and you're just like, oh my God, I'm so big compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
It just feels nice to know that like you fit the standards of a lot of men. Mm-hmm.
Like, I graduated high school 5 years ago now. So, like, when I was a teenager, it was over 5 years ago. And I think, like, not that there should be one ideal body shape, but I think the body positive movement has made a lot of progress in those 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, like, the ideal body shape has changed a lot in those 5 years. I think it's a lot more
because there's so much awareness now, like I feel like I see more and more plus size models everywhere, just more accepting in videos and everything.
It's starting
It's not like
there's obviously like still a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think there's like a lot of ways to go in terms of like even in the plus size community, there's like the ideal plus size shape and then like other plus size shapes that don't get as much spotlight, you know. It's like obviously like the hourglass, like Marilyn Monroe, like plus size girl is like which like I am like lucky enough to kind of fit into that like type of body shape. But you know, like I have plus size friends that don't fit into that body shape where like they carry a lot of their weight in their stomach and then have like relatively thin arms and legs. And you know, like that's not considered the ideal body shape, like even for plus sized standards. And I think we still have a lot of way to go in terms of being like, so what? Like it, you know, like it really doesn't matter.
Really doesn't.
Like there are so, there are just so many more important things than like what a person looks like. You know, it's like obviously like people like finding their partners physically attractive, and that's obviously a big part of like sexual chemistry and all that stuff. But like, I also think like even if you're just having casual sex, I think that like there are things that are more important than what the person looks like.
Yep. I feel like there's two ways of liking someone.
Yeah.
You know, you can either be like crazy attracted to them physically, which is great, or you can kind of learn over time how beautiful they are without being like initially like attracted to them physically. Yeah. And kind of, and then at the end of the day, it's just, it all resides in the fact that like, do you share the same kind of sexual chemistry?
Yep.
You know, because that person could be crazy attractive, mm-hmm, and be into like some crazy role play that you're just not into.
And you're,
you
like,
know?
Oh, that's not my thing.
Yeah. And then that just like, okay, well, I guess moving on to the next one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it all, at the end of the day, it's all in the sexual chemistry that you share, and if you feel comfortable with them too.
Yeah.
Enough to express yourself sexually. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So has your kind of, well, insecurities with your plus size shape has like kind of inhibited you to express yourself sexually once you started having sex? Because you said that you were very submissive. Okay.
Yeah, it did initially. I mean, like, I think it like came a little bit at a crossroads with my submissiveness.
Okay.
And I think that was something that I had to, like have a talk with myself about, where it's like, where is the border between like me like being sexually submissive and like me as a sexual partner not voicing what I want, because I feel like as a plus size woman that I don't deserve to voice what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's something that I kind of had to grapple with a little bit, because like I think even though like I was with somebody that I really trusted and that like I felt like, you know, like liked my body and accepted me for me, you know, like I still, there was still that little, you know, internalized fat phobia, that little voice in my head where I was still like, you know, like I should just feel lucky that somebody wants to sleep with me, you know, like I'm not going to do anything to like push them away or to like make them like suddenly like not into this sex as much.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I, like, pretty quickly, like, because I was with somebody that I felt so comfortable with and, like, wanted to communicate with me.
So you felt like you can vocalize what you wanted because you were afraid they were going to leave you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I don't think I was, like, scared that they were going to leave me, but, like, I was scared, I think, like, part of me was scared that, like, they were going to become less attracted to me, like if I voiced my opinion more, because then like they'd like take notice more of like the things that like they don't like about me, or like this was already something that they didn't like, and like I didn't want to give them something else to not like, you know. But I was with somebody that was like very vocal about like I want you to tell me, you know, like what you want, and like I want you to also voice what you want in this situation. You know, it's like I can voice what I want and like that's great, but like I also get satisfaction out of knowing that you're having a good time as well. So I was like really lucky with my first sexual partner that he was just like so great and understanding and communicative, and like also just like recognized that I needed to be pushed to be more communicative. I really lucked out.
Cool. Wow. Okay. Well, this seems like a perfect, like it ended up so well and so smoothly. We're going to take a break.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Your tone, your like vocal tone just like went down at the perfect time as I wanted to like introduce my little music break.
So I gave myself my own fade.
It was like perfectly aligned. So the next song that's coming up, also chosen by Kat.
Yes.
Do you want to present it? Go ahead.
Sure. This next song is also on my sex playlist. It's Die For You from The Weeknd.
All right. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
Finding ways to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold, but tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth, baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You hate that you want me, hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you, happens every time. I don't want this feeling, I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away. Going through, but baby girl, I'm not blaming you, just don't blame me too. Yeah, 'cause I can't take this pain forever, and you won't find no one that's better, 'cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You hate that you want me, hate it when you cry. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
If I die before I wake, I'll be listening to Metal March on CGLO 1690 AM. Tune in to hear around the clock metal programming curated by our CJLO DJs all month long. Check us out on Facebook to score a free album every day from our Metal March Bandvent calendar. We'll also be giving away sweet merch, concert tickets, and so much more. metal up your ass all month long on CJLO 1690.
Welcome back, everyone. You were listening to Die For You by The Weeknd on CJLO 1690. So it's almost the end. We have like 10 minutes left. So Kat, do you have anything you want to say, like an advice, feedback for people who might be in your situation, who can relate to what you've been through? Like what?
Yeah, sure.
Good piece of advice.
To my plus size girls out there who are, who like have not had sex yet or who are just starting to get into their own like sexual liberation, I think I would just say that like your version of sexy is just as valid as anybody else's version of sexy. I think that there's like so much power in like pushing forward like to your own sexual liberation, whatever that means for you. Like that doesn't, you know, like sexual liberation doesn't mean that you have to like become like me and be like go on a radio show and talk about your sex life, you know, but like I think as long as it means that like you are comfortable to feel like you can do the things that you want to do in terms of your sex life, whether that be not have sex at all or whether that be, you know, like have sex with as many people as you want, I think like find things that make you feel sexy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I, like for me, a huge thing was I started taking nudes.
No way.
Yeah, I started taking nudes, and like I started like from an artistic perspective, from a photography perspective, started taking nudes in like
In the mirror by yourself, or did you go to professionals? Okay.
No, like in the mirror by myself, like sometimes like selfies, you know, and just like working on finding myself sexy. You know, like sometimes like I wouldn't even nudes like for other people. Uh-huh. There's you can Google it. It's a really great project called Sexting Myself that you can sign up for. You like do have to pay for it, but it's a really great
Can you tell me a bit more? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's something you sign up for. I am totally blanking on her name right now, so I'm going to look it up super quickly. But basically, the program is, like, you get it's by Evian Whitney. And basically, she has a podcast as well, which is, like, super great. That's, I believe, called Sexting Myself. Where you get like emailed, I think it's like daily, you get emailed like a like sexting challenge. And so like it's all about creating like a sexual relationship with yourself and like sexually liberating yourself for you, not for any sexual partner, not for anything like that. Basically like you have to do like different things. Like some days it'll be like taking a nude. Some days it'll be like writing something to yourself. Some days it'll be like journaling about something. And like I know a lot of people who have like done it and like have really loved it and have found it like so sexually liberating for them.
Do you keep those pictures and all those?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like sometimes I love looking at those pictures and being like, yeah, I'm sexy. Like I love that picture of myself.
Oh my God. Yes.
My boobs look great in that picture. Yes. My ass looks great in that picture.
You know what? The first time, because I've never taken news, like you're already one step ahead of me.
They're so fun.
I don't know, I never find the right angles. Like I try, but I ended up just deleting them. But the first time like a girl I was introduced to news, it's this girl, like, I think it was like 2 years ago, and we were just like, it was like at a party, and then she just showed me like a bunch, an album full of her nudes.
I love doing that.
And I was just like, wait, what are you showing me? Like, it was at a time where I wasn't super comfortable with my body. Mm-hmm. I was still a virgin. She's like, look at it, it's on my, and I was like, girl, what? Super like, I was like becoming super red in the face. Like she was just showing me her boobs and her vagina and all that. And she was just so okay with it.
I love doing that.
She showed it to the whole party. And everyone was just like, girl. Oh, cool. You are.
Oh, I'm that girl. I'd be like, look at my nudes.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Do you have anything that we can follow you on? Any projects? You're a theater kid. Any
yes,
shows?
I am.
Tell me.
So if you want to come see any performances, Concordia students, if you come this Wednesday, I believe we're performing at 7 p.m. Our advanced acting class is, I'm a graduating student, so we're doing a performance of Carol Churchill's Heart's Desire. It's in Studio 270 on the 7th floor of John Molson School of Business. I'm not in this, but you can also come see Line in the Streets at the F.C. Smith Chapel, and that's happening at the end of the year. And if anybody has like any questions or wants to like continue this conversation with me, or just want to see like what acting projects I'm up to.
Yeah, what you're up to.
Yeah, what I'm up to.
Up and coming, yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram at Catherine Mary Preston, and it's Catherine with a C. I would love the follows.
Yeah,
I love the follows,
for sure.
And like I'm a really open book, so like if anybody wants more advice, anyone wants to continue this conversation, feel free to DM me on there.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
It was great. It was amazing. I love this conversation. Really eye-opening, too. I didn't know that nudes were so empowering.
Oh,
I knew they were,
good.
But I didn't know that.
Take nudes for yourself.
Yeah.
That's a huge piece of advice.
I should definitely look into that. Also, Polaroids.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, they make you look like so good. Like, the light is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's kind of vintage, too.
Mm-hmm.
I might do that soon. We'll see.
Yeah, the most important relationship you can have is the relationship you have with yourself.
Yes.
So you might as well have a sexual one.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, everyone. That's about all the time we have for tonight. It's already the end. I know. It goes by super quickly. Every time I look at the clock and it's already like 56, it's already like 45, 50, like it's crazy how time goes by quickly when you're in good company. So for everyone out there tonight that was listening to the show and you were kind of intrigued into what the show was all about, and you were like, oh, this is a talk show, where did she get her guests from? Oh, how can I sign up for it? Well, let me tell you, folks, you can send me an email, or if you find me on any social media, then please DM me. I will most definitely look at it. If it's creepy, I won't. I'll probably delete you and block you, but only good positive vibes, everyone.
Positive vibes.
Yeah. But if you are interested, in coming on the show and just talking about sex, anything about sex, like it can be just casual sex talk. If you're into this like certain kink, or if you adore, like it can be as simple as if you adore like outdoors public sex. That could be a whole conversation. I have so many questions for you. Anyways, you know the drill. Send me an email at spankme.talkshow@gmail.com and I will make sure to squish you in to an episode. On that note, this week is like really warm. I just checked the temperature because we were discussing that before, how this weekend was kind of like bipolar. But this week is amazing. Like tomorrow, a bit like same as today, but like I think Wednesday we're hitting 10 degrees.
Yes.
This weekend, 10. Like there's not a lot of sun. Like I wouldn't mind more sun.
Yeah.
My vitamin D, C, whatever, needs to hit me harder.
That
but
seasonal depression is real.
Yes. But hey, the warm temperatures make up for it. So make sure to step outside, everyone. Go take a walk. Especially, I love the smell of spring.
Me too.
When it smells like rain, fresh rain. And it smells like, and you see
or
all
like
this
dewy grass.
Oh, yes. And the only bad thing that I hate about it is like all the defrost of like garbage and poop. Like,
oh yeah,
dog
that's
poop.
So
that's
good.
Gross.
But we'll focus on the positive.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Take care. Have a lovely week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. I hope that Netflix is on. I hope that wine is on. I hope that blunt is on. Have a good night, and I'll see you next week for another episode.
Yesterday, apologies by candlelight, holding